国庆长假应该还在进行当中。嘿，各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 I hope that you are enjoying your time off。 那今天要跟大家分享的歌曲名字叫做 Waiting for Love， 一起来听。 There's a wing kind of beautiful And every night has a state so magical And if there's love in this life There's no obstacle That can't be defeated For every tyrant to tear for the vulnerable And every loss so the bones of a miracle For every dreamer a dream were unstoppable With something to believe in Monday left me broken Tuesday I was through with hoping Wednesday my empty arms were open Thursday waiting for love Waiting for love Thank the stars it's Friday I'm burning like a fire gone wild on Saturday Guess I won't be coming to church on Sunday I'll be waiting for love Waiting for love
Let me make some noise!欢迎回来啊！不知道大家对这首歌有没有感觉啊？我个人是特别喜欢的 Waiting for love 等待爱。好了，歌曲之后咱们一起来看一下今天要一起去看的一个单词啊。这个单词的话呢，可以说它的功能是非常多的，然后用起来也非常的广泛，它可以作为介词也可以作为副词。对了，这个单词就是 through through through， 记得要咬舌头 through through， 用你的舌头在牙齿下面刮过上排牙齿上齿 through 刮一下 through through through， 它作为介词的话是表示经过啦、通过啦、穿过啦等等意思。来看一下它这个意思的透过、经过的例句。他说贼是从那个窗户爬进来的。The burglar got in through the window. The burglar, 盗贼 B-U-R-G-L-A-R. The burglar got in through the window. Through 也可以做介词表示凭借或者由于什么什么人，因为什么什么人。你必须要非常努力才可以成功。You can only achieve success through hard work. 凭借。我全靠他的帮助才找到这份工作的。It was through him that I got the job. 发生事故并不是我的错呀。The accident happened through no fault of mine. 实际上你看这个 through,它的基本意思就是经过、穿过，以下要讲的所有其他意思它都是根据这个意思来推出来的或者衍生出来的。那我们说它还可以表示凿开呀、切开呀，也是经过、穿过。来，他说子弹打穿了他的身体。 The bullet went straight through him. The bullet went straight through him.实际上也是经过、穿过的意思嘛，但是呢我们说可以把它翻译成切开、凿开。The bullet went straight through him. 子弹打穿了他的身体。接下来我们看一下这个它作为副词的用法，它表示什么呢？彻彻底底或者自始至终或者从头到尾。诶，不要先不要告诉我书的结尾了，我还没看完呢。Don't tell me how it ends. I haven't read it all the way through yet. 这些小孩都还太小，音乐会根本都坐不住的，就是音乐会没有完他们就坐不住了。 The children are too young to sit through a concert. Sit through 就从头到尾都坐那地方。 I'm halfway through her second novel. 他的第二部小说我已经看完一半了。 I'm halfway through her second novel. 他第二部小说我已经看完一半了。好，下一个他说through with somebody or through with something 表示完成、结束或者了结、断绝。来听一下例句，他说 Todd and I are through. Todd 和我之间已经完了， Todd 和我已经吹了，我们俩吹掉了。 Are you through with that newspaper? Are you through with that newspaper? 你已经看完那份报纸了吗？这个用法大家注意一下， through with somebody,through with something， 这个用法是美剧当中我见的比较多的。Are you through with it？ 你看完了吗？你搞完了没有？ Are you through with that newspaper？ 这个报纸你看完了吗？ We are through， 我们之间完了，我们之间吹了，我们之间不再有关系了。好， through 接下来它还可以作为形容词表示什么呢？比如说电话方面接通了。来看几个例句，这个用法也比较常见，希望大家听完这些例句之后呢可以学会怎样去用。他说我给你打电话了，但是怎么打不通啊。 I tried to call you but I couldn't get through. Get through 那、这个电话我打不通。 Look No 这个电话我根本打不通。 Look I can't get through to this number. Get through to this number 这个号码我打不通。电话接通以后，你最好就是在断线之前把话说完。When you do get through, you've got to say your piece quickly before you get cut off. 这个地方 say your piece 就是说完你的话，这个 piece 是一个代词，表示你要讲的话。 Say your piece of mind. When you do get through, 就当你真的打电话打通以后， you've got to say your piece quickly before you get cut off. 那在断线之前呢，你要把你的话讲完。我们说这个 through 它作为介词还可以表示比如说硬闯什么东西啊，硬闯红灯。来例句，他说他在交叉路口被一辆闯红灯的小货车给撞死了。 He was killed at a road junction by a van driver who went through a red light. Went through, go through a red light 就是冲红灯、闯红灯的意思。好，接下来我们要看两个单词跟这个 through 相关的， through 加上另外的单词放在一起，它会变成一个复合词。比如说 through 加上 out， out， throughout 介词，它也可以作为副词。throughout 这个单词来看一下它的用法，比如说它作为这个介词的时候，表示遍及什么什么地方，各个什么什么地方。例如，这疾病迅速在整个欧洲蔓延开来。The disease spread throughout Europe. 好，这个地方 throughout 就是一个介词，表示遍及，后面直接接名词，在什么什么各个地方。他们说 throughout 它可以作为副词，表示什么到处，但通常来说的话，它是放在后面的句末啊，或者一个单词的后面。来听一下例句，他说，这条路线全程都设有路标。The route or the route is well signposted throughout. 这栋房子状况极好，到处都铺着地毯哦。The house is in excellent condition with fitted carpets throughout. 那么说 throughout 它可以作为介词，表示自始至终。例句，我们全年都对外开放的。We are open throughout the year.他一生都在与政治打交道。He was involved in politics throughout his life. 下一个，我们说 through 跟这个 put put throughput 放在一起的时候，它会作为一个名词出现。Throughput 表示工作量或者吞吐量或者接待的人数人量。来例句，他说，这是一个每周旅客吞吐量为10万人的机场。It is an airport with a weekly throughput of 100,000 passengers. 我个人觉得这个 throughput 对我来说都还是一个蛮有含金量的单词，所以我会努力把这个单词记住。Throughput 表示吞吐量。看第一个例句，他说，这是一个货流量比较大的商店哦。It is a large store with a high throughput of goods. Throughput, throughput. 好了，以上就今天节目的所有内容了。非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴，我是 Linda。那咱们下期见，拜。